Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, I don't think the Missourians are going to be much interested in having Nancy Pelosi's handpicked prosecutor representing our state. That just, you know, I mean, maybe in New York or Massachusetts or California, but not in the state of Missouri.
That was current Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on this program yesterday when I asked him what he thought about an independent, John Wood, running for Senate in November in the state of Missouri. And this morning, Mr. Wood is joining us here to talk more about his decision to run. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you. And I just have to comment on what Senator Hawley said. He seems to misunderstand what my role is with the committee. I was far from being picked by Nancy Pelosi. I was picked by Republican Liz Cheney, a longtime friend who I've known since the Bush administration. So I'm a Republican who's running an independent campaign. I am not a Nancy Pelosi person. I can assure you that. In fact, part of why I want to go to the Senate is to help stop the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda.
So you're you are a Republican, you've said, but instead of getting involved in the Republican primary and mixing up your ideas with Eric Schmidt and Eric Greitens and, Hartzler and Long and all the rest of them, you've opted not to do that. Why?
Well, unfortunately, the Republican primary has become really like a race to the bottom to see who can be the most divisive and the most extreme. And, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be working, as evidenced by the fact that Eric Greitens seems to be leading in most of the recent polls. And this is even after his ex-wife came out with the allegation of domestic abuse against him. So I decided that rather than engage in a race to the bottom to try to be the most extreme and the most divisive, I was going to be true to who I really am, which is I'm a mainstream traditional conservative. And I think that's going to really resonate in the general election. It might not work in a primary election where being divisive and extreme will appeal to a small sliver of the base. But I believe that in a general election, I'm going to be the only mainstream candidate, and I think that's going to resonate with people. People are tired of all of the fighting in Washington. You know, I heard just right before you introduced me, you all played an advertisement for Eric Schmidt. It was all about how he's going to go to Washington and fight. And I know that may sound appealing to people at first. Yeah, we want somebody who's going to fight for us, but aren't people kind of tired of all the fighting? Aren't people tired of people just going to Washington and being obstructionists and trying to blow the place up? I know it's easy to go on the radio and criticize Washington because a lot of things need to be fixed in Washington. But don't you want somebody who's going to be constructive and go there and try and fix things rather than just blow everything up?
Well, John Wood, our guest, he's running as an independent for Senate in Missouri. You know, the first time I ever met Eric Schmidt was in John Danforth's backyard when he first announced that he was going to run for the Senate in the state of Missouri many years ago. Clearly now, former Senator Danforth has decided that he doesn't like Josh Hawley, who he supported, and he no longer likes Eric Schmidt. Schmidt is leading in the latest poll I saw from Remington Research. What's your issue with him?
I saw that poll, but most of the polls that I've seen still have Eric Greitens leading. I don't want to be focusing right now on Eric Schmidt or Vicky Hartzler or McCloskey or anybody else. This is about offering a mainstream alternative in the general election. I think whoever comes out of the Republican and Democratic primaries is going to be somebody who's going to be very divisive and extreme, whether they really believe those things or they're just acting that way because they think they need to in order to win an election. Either way, it's not what Missourians want.
I just want to play just a clip here real quick. If my computer's up over here, Frank, here we go.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney delivered last night at the Reagan Library.
I'm a conservative Republican, And I believe deeply in the policies of limited government, of low taxes, of a strong national defense. I believe that the family is the center of our community and of our lives.
So that's Liz Cheney speaking yesterday at, at the Reagan Library, I believe. You were her senior investigative counsel on this J6 committee. Do you believe Donald Trump caused an insurrection in Washington, D.C.?
I believe that he significantly contributed to it. The investigation's still ongoing, and one of the things they need to look at is how much responsibility, whether it's legal responsibility or moral and ethical responsibility, he has. But clearly, his words in his speech right before the attack on the Capitol inflamed things, and then he failed to do enough to try to stop it once it started. And you heard that in Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony just a couple of days ago. And so I do think that Donald Trump bears some responsibility for what happened, and I think the investigation will continue to try and figure out how much and whether other people are responsible as well. It's not just about Donald Trump.
But weren't you worried at all? I mean, serving as Cheney's legislative counsel there, that there, I mean, I know she's a Republican and Kinzinger technically is a Republican, but McCarthy didn't appoint any of those folks. Nancy Pelosi rejected them all. How can that be a fair committee?
That committee needed Republicans who are willing to stand up and take the political hit in order to do what's right for the country. And so, you know, Liz Cheney lost her leadership position because she was willing to stand up and speak the truth about what happened on January 6th. Now she's facing a tight primary battle. And so I knew going into it that maybe doing that wouldn't be good for my career, particularly if I ever wanted to run for office. But it was the right thing to do. And that's the way I've decided to live my life, is just do what I think is right and not worry about what the political consequences might be. And I applaud Liz Cheney for doing that. And I thought that clip you just played of her was spot on. She is a conservative Republican. And all those things that she believes in about a strong national defense and limited government, I believe in as well.
Okay. And you accept then that in her home state, she's down by 30 points against her primary opponent. In Missouri, Donald Trump won Missouri by 17 or 18 points in the last general election. So when you run as an independent against whoever the Republican nominee is, is the point here to split the party? And, I mean, isn't that increasing the odds that the Democratic candidate becomes the next senator from Missouri?
No, I think it increases the odds that I'll become the next senator from Missouri. The goal here is not to split the party. The goal here is to elect a conservative who's within the mainstream and represents the views and values of Missouri voters. Some people say, because I'm a Republican, I'm going to take votes away from the Republican nominee. But other people say, you know, Greitens is going to be the nominee, and they'll split into two camps, the pro-Greitens camp and the anti-Greitens camp, and I'm going to split the anti-Greitens vote. So, you know, I hear different things about how I'm going to impact the other candidates. I've decided not to worry about that because the goal here is not to be a spoiler. It's to win this election, because I think I'm going to be the only candidate in the general election who's going to represent the views and values of Missouri voters.
John Wood, listen, thank you for the conversation this morning. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yep. Take care. Appreciate that. Okay. So there you heard it from Mr. Wood. He doesn't think that he will split the vote, but he is clearly convinced Eric Greitens will be the Republican candidate out of the primary. I don't know that that's clear right now. I thought that for a long time, but this poll the other day has me wondering what the impact might be. And we don't have a Donald Trump endorsement yet in this Senate race. So I'll get to your phone calls on this coming up here. Next, though, we're going to check in with our buddy Griff Jenkins down on the border. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.